Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to a very special Monday edition of Ringside Reporter Podcast. So in this edition, this is a little bit different here. What we're going to do, hang on. See, this is what happens when you go live. Anything can happen. So what we're going to do now is give you a little background on this, and then we're going to switch it over to Joe Habib, who's got something to say in response to Sean Newton. Beeb, why don't you do me a favor? Give us a little background on this, and then go ahead and start going.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm labeled a Hearn hater. And you know how much of a fan I've been over the years of UK boxing. And you know how I've always given Eddie Hearn props as a promoter. And only until recently, I've started to criticize Eddie Hearn because I'm not really fond of how he's handled this Wilder situation. And I've just been critical of how he's handled that. And because of that, all of a sudden, I'm labeled an Eddie Hearn hater. And first of all, I don't hate anybody. You know, I speak my mind. I give my opinion on things. If I don't agree with something that somebody says, I'm very vocal about, you know, criticizing that person in a respectful way. And, you know, I make my points known. Now, I'm very excited about this Deontay Wilder proposed deal to DAZN. And I've been very excited about that. And, you know, as soon as DAZN came out, I was one of the first people to buy it. So I'm a subscriber to DAZN. And I like DAZN a lot. And I watch all the fights on DAZN. So basically, going back to what I said about the potential Wilder deal with DAZN, you know, I talked about it and I tweeted out, we did that video about, you know, Wilder potentially going to DAZN, how that's a possibility. We did that podcast. So I tweeted it out and everybody's saying to me, oh, Wilder's going to be working for Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn's going to be Wilder's boss. So everyone says, well, why do you hate Hearn? Why do you keep talking about Hearn? Because I can't talk about Wilder without some other fan bringing up Hearn into the equation. So, of course, if someone's going to bring Hearn up and they make a false statement about Hearn, then I'm just going to basically correct that statement and point out the false points of that statement. So basically, you know, I made a video because of all these tweets I was getting about how Hearn's going to be Wilder's boss, which is totally not the case. So then Sean Newton is saying, oh, I'm hating on Hearn. I'm trying to diminish Hearn. I'm making up stories about Hearn. And I'm not. I mean, Eddie Hearn has the largest deal in the sport of boxing today. And that is with DAZN. He has a $1 billion deal with DAZN. He is the lead promoter at DAZN. He has the most fights and most fighters on DAZN right now. Okay, those are all factual statements. Eddie Hearn is a partner in DAZN, just as Oscar De La Hoya is a partner in DAZN, just like Gennady Golovkin is a partner in DAZN, and just like Kylie Sutherland is a partner in DAZN. And if you don't believe me, here's John Skipper saying that Oscar De La Hoya is a partner in DAZN too.
Has been a fabulous partner for us. Oscar has been a fabulous partner for us. We're building we want to build a great team internally, have them all work well together, and put the best fights out. That's what we're doing.
If you had a five boxes, you want to.
So people are acting like it's just the John Skipper Eddie Hearn show, and that's not what it is. And also, I've been criticized of diminishing Eddie Hearn's role. No, I'm not diminishing it, but I'm not going to allow people to overstate it. I'm a partner in YouTube. I'm a verified YouTube partner. That's what it says on my account. Am I not? You log into the account. Are we not verified partners with YouTube? Yes,
we
or
are
no?
Verified partners.
We're verified partners. Partners. Okay. Do we have any decision making on what YouTube does?
Unfortunately, no.
But we can hit the feedback button and give our opinion, correct?
Absolutely.
Sort of like what Eddie Hearn can do, right?
I believe you're right.
He can sit in a meeting just like companies that I've worked with. I've sit in meetings with CEOs too, and I gave my opinion on things. I've been in union meetings before with chairmen and people that are higher up managerial roles. I've given my opinion, but that doesn't mean I have decision-making power. In a company, the CEO is the guy that makes the decisions. So did Eddie Hearn sit in meetings before? Did he sit in the meeting with Gennady Golovkin? Absolutely. Did he initially sit in with Canelo meetings? He says he did. Oscar De La Hoya says he didn't. I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I do know Oscar De La Hoya and Eddie Hearn said that he had very little to do in that deal. And Oscar De La Hoya said that he had nothing to do with the deal. So that doesn't matter. But all I'm saying is a deal can get done at the zone. A fighter can sign at the zone without Eddie Hearn having to approve that deal. Eddie Hearn does not make decisions over there. He's an advisor. He gives input. He gives his opinion on things. John Skipper is the guy that puts together the deals. And then he may say to Eddie, what do you think? But that doesn't mean that Eddie Hearn actually has decision-making power over there, and he has an authoritative position over there. That was my only point. So I never would have brought up Eddie Hearn's name, or I never would have said anything about Eddie Hearn if none of these people made those ridiculous tweets that Eddie Hearn's going to be Deontay Wilder's boss. So is Oscar De La Hoya and Gennady Golovkin going to be Deontay Wilder's boss too, because they're partners with the Zone too? Is Kylie Sauerland going to be Deontay Wilder's boss too, because he's a partner with the Zone? So basically, is Bob Arum a partner with ESPN? Yes, because when you're a promoter and you have a relationship and you have a contract with the network, essentially what you are is your business partners together. Does that mean that Bob Arum can sit there and tell ESPN what to do? In the interview, he said he can't. He said he doesn't. So my whole point was that Eddie Hearn is a partner in the Zone, just like all the other promoters that have deals and arrangements with the Zone are as well. Eddie Hearn is an advisor, but he does not have an authoritative position over there. He was not a position of authority over there. John Skipper is. CEOs are the chief executive officer. Eddie Hearn is an advisor. So this deal with Wilder, if it does get done, doesn't need Eddie to sign off on it for it to get done. So I'm not diminishing his role. I'm just basically stating what his role is. I'm not allowing people to overstate his role. That's the whole argument here. So Sean Newton is sitting there saying that I'm playing little clips of the video and taking things out of context, which is essentially what he did in his video, because he took sound bites that were beneficial to his point and his argument. And he did the same thing he accused me of doing. Eddie Hearn is no more. He's actually the lead promoter there because he does have the biggest deal. Okay. And DAZN is a UK based company. They are based in the UK. Okay. But for a deal to get done, it doesn't need Eddie Hearn to sign off on it. Eddie Hearn does not sit there and come up with the financial terms of deals. Okay? That's John Skipper's job. That was my whole argument. I'm making factual statements. People have this misconception that Eddie Hearn owns the Zone. I've heard people say it. And that's just not the case. Does he go to meetings? Absolutely. Does he have input? Does he give his opinion? Absolutely. But will it be him that determines Deontay Wilder's deal over at the Zone? Will he have a say in how much Deontay Wilder gets from the Zone and how many fights it's going to be? He's not even going to be in the room. So how can he? That's my only point. People say, oh, Eddie Hearn's going to be Deontay Wilder's new boss. It's not true. That's all I'm saying. I'm not the one that brought Eddie Hearn's name up. Go back and go look at that tweet when we did that show. And we talked about Deontay Wilder possibly going to the Zone. We put a question mark on the title. Then everyone said, oh, Eddie Hearn's going to be Wilder's daddy. He's going to be his boss. People making racial statements that he's going to be Wilder's master, the plantation master, and all this shit. And that's the only reason why I made that video. If I didn't get all those ridiculous tweets and all, and didn't get all those ridiculous statements, then I would have never, ever made that video. So my that video was basically in response to all of the ridiculous statements from those UK fans who love to talk about Eddie Hearn more than they like to talk about Anthony Joshua. Every time you bring up Deontay Wilder's name, you don't even hear Anthony Joshua anymore. First words we hear out of a fan's mouth is Eddie Hearn. Am I right?
I agree. Yeah, so, they always seem to talk that way about Eddie Hearn. It's never a cut and dry thing. It's never about the boxers. It's always about the promoters.
Yeah, so I could give two shits about Eddie Hearn. I've said several times he's a very good promoter. He's a great promoter. Put on some great shows. I just disagree with him on how he handled this Deontay Wilder situation. Because if you're trying to make a fight, you build bridges. You don't build walls. From the beginning of this negotiation, he was very insulting to Shelly Fickle, calling him Shirley. He was very dismissive of Deontay Wilder's worth. And he just took a very, very argumentative and just a very confrontational stance right from the get-go when these negotiations started. And now he's going back on everything he said. Oh, he'll never get more than a flat fee. Oh, we could possibly give him a split now, even more than 40%. The first fight has to be in the UK. Oh, we're open to fighting in the United States now. Oh, we're not going to budge from this $15 million offer. Oh, Wilder could get double that now. His profile has increased immensely now. I was wrong about Wilder. So he went back on everything he said. These are all facts. And Wilder made some hypocritical statements too. I'm never going to fight on an app. Well, we'll see what happens this week. You know? That's the only hypocritical statement he said. So if he does end up fighting on an app, then he will have gone back on his word. But I don't give a fuck. All that's in the past. All that's in the past. And it's all water under the bridge. If this fight gets made, that's all I care about as a boxing fan. But I'm not going to sit there and listen to people say things that just aren't true. I just can't do that. My integrity won't allow me to do that. That's all. That's my only point here. And, you know, Golovkin had the big press conference today. Was Eddie Hearn there? No. I mean, so things get done over at the Zone without Eddie Hearn's involvement. Yeah, he is a partner, just like the other promoters are. But he does have an advisory role. That's fine. But he's not the end-all of what goes on over at the Zone. Things can happen without him having to put his final seal of approval on him. That's all my point is.
Yeah, and in fairness, we actually invited Sean Newton on the show a couple of times, actually. I tried to reach out to him a couple of times, and we did get a response from him. Apparently, he lives in overseas. He lives overseas. So it would be kind of difficult, he said, for him to call in. And sometimes it's not always convenient for him to call
in. And that's fine. And that's fine. And you know what? I'm not going to take shots at Sean. If he has an opinion, that's his opinion. That's fine. But Eddie Hearn is an advisor. He has an advisory role over there. He does not have he's not like Todd DeBuff. Like, Todd DeBuff is the president of Top Rank, okay? And Bob Arum is the CEO. So that's a different situation over there. You know, then you have Kyle Moretti, who has an official title over there. Eddie Hearn does not have an official title over there. He calls himself a partner, just like Oscar De La Hoya is a partner. So if he had a real position of authority over there, then he would be an assistant to the CEO. He would be the president of the Zone. He would be president of public relations. He would have some type of title over there. Does he have a title? Has anyone announced him having a title over there? No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he announced himself as a partner. He announced himself as a partner on that video. And the thing about it is that it's like you said. I mean, we're verified partners with YouTube also. We don't get to make any decisions.
But didn't Skipper just say Oscar De La Hoya was a partner too?
Yes.
I mean, you said Golovkin was a partner too?
Correct.
They're all business partners. They work together.
So
now,
let me ask you. So when another big deal comes up with DAZN, was that Golovkin's doing? You know, if Wilder signs with DAZN, is that Golovkin's doing?
Yeah, because he's
is
a
that
partner
DeLaHoya's
too.
Doing?
Is that De La Hoya's doing?
What's that?
Is that De La Hoya's doing? That's all I'm saying.
Right.
See, and now, basically, it's not now. Instead of talking about Wilder, now like all the UK people in the chat, what are they doing? They're talking. They're talking about Eddie Hearn. And of course, Wilder has been beefing with Eddie Hearn because Eddie Hearn was very disrespectful to him. Of course, he's going to take offense to Eddie Hearn, diminishing his worth, his value. Dawkins, Raphael Dawkins says not all partners are equal. Yeah. Okay.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's fine.
We don't know his capacity, though. That's the point. We don't know his capacity with DAZN. I know he's not listed anywhere on the board of DAZN. He's not listed in the anywhere in the employees of DAZN. He's not listed as a financial partner. In all the research we did a lot. There was no evidence of Eddie Hearn being a financial partner. And if you're a financial partner, then you get to make decisions. If you're not a financial partner, you don't get to make decisions. And just because your programming is on DAZN, let me read to you here, and I found this out too. This is interesting. I didn't realize how big DAZN was.
It's huge. DAZN's huge.
This is the sports they have on it. Soccer. And they have soccer from all over the world on there, okay, including MLS. Let's see what else here. I mean, just everywhere. They have the UEFA leagues, the Champions Leagues, the Club World Cup, the UEFA Nations League, La Liga, Copa del Rey, English Football League. I mean, these are all big time. If you follow soccer, it's all big time stuff. They have basketball on there. They have NBA on there. American football, NCAA, baseball, field hockey, ice hockey, motorsport, tennis, table tennis, rugby, combat sports, UFC, and that type of thing. UFC is actually loving the man there.
Well,
pro wrestling, cup sports, darts, cricket, volleyball. That's a big.
I'm a huge fan of DAZN. I was one of the first people to buy it. But now everybody's saying that now people are saying in the chat, Eddie Hearn had a huge role in bringing Golovkin to DAZN. But when he was asked about it, he said, I like to think I did, but some people disagree with me. So we don't know what he did and what he didn't do. All we know is he went to meetings.
Okay, who said that Eddie Hearn had a huge role in bringing him to DAZN?
Emmanuel Moreno.
How do you know?
How do you know that, though? I think...
That's where, you know, that's the thing. I mean, how do we know that?
Hearn's,
and BDA Hearn, Boxing just says Hearn talked Golden Boy into joining DAZN. Again,
how do we know that? That's your opinion. We're dealing in facts here. What we do know is all of the promoters, according to John Skipper, are partners because they work with DAZN. They're building a brand together. Everyone that has a deal with DAZN and that works with DAZN, they have a business partnership with DAZN. We don't know what capacity. I'm not diminishing anybody's role. All I know is the Super Series World Boxing Tournament got done with zero Hearn's involvement. That was all Kylie Sauerland. That was all him. So, I mean, does Hearn have input? Does he go to meetings? Probably does. I know he goes to meetings, and I'm sure he's talking to John Skipper. I'm sure he's giving his opinion on things. I'm sure sometimes John Skipper listens to him. Probably sometimes he doesn't. But what I'm saying is it's not essential for a deal to get done at DAZN by having Eddie Hearn's involvement. Deals can get done without Eddie Hearn's involvement. That is not a prerequisite to getting a deal done, having Eddie Hearn involved in it. So a Deontay Wilder deal can get done without Eddie Hearn's involvement. I'm sure he's gonna have a say in Joshua's deal, and I'm sure when the fight does happen, there is going to be match room logos on the ring. I know he's going to have a part in co-promoting the event. I'm not saying he's going to have zero involvement with the event, but in terms of putting a financial package together for Wilder and for putting a multi-fight deal together for Wilder, that is going to be John Skipper's job. Now, if John Skipper decides to say, Eddie, what do you think of this? That doesn't mean that Eddie has the final say on it. Eddie is an advisor who runs the PBC. I would like to think Al Haymon does, but he has people that have positions for him. Tim Smith is basically doing the day-to-day over there for Al Haymon. He runs the communications over there.
Now, Raphael Dawkins in the chat just said,
Beeb doesn't like Hearn.
It has nothing to do with liking or disliking Hearn.
Again, I disagree with him on how he's handling the Wilder situation. Does that mean I want bad things to happen to Hearn? Does that mean that I think he's a horrible person? Do I think he's a horrible parent, a horrible husband? This isn't personal. I disagree with how he handled the Wilder situation. That has nothing to do with me liking. What did I always used to say about Hearn? How great of a promoter he was. I just don't like how he handles this Wilder situation. That is my stance. That's all I'm saying.
Raphael Dawkins in the chat says that Hearn is an integral part of the growth of DAZN in the USA. Hearn is the face of DAZN in the USA.
I agree with that
because there's
only
match room. That's what they're marketing is match room USA.
He is a big part because he has the most amount of fights.
Right.
He has the most amount of fights. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
If that's the case though,
he has 32 dates with DAZN. He has the biggest deal with DAZN. He has the biggest investment in DAZN out of everyone, without question. No one's refuting that.
No.
No one's.
But I would challenge that in May when Canelo fights Jacobs. Is he still going to be the face? I don't know. People are going to be more likely to associate Canelo with DAZN. People are going to be more likely that's my opinion anyway. That people may be more likely to associate Golden Boy with DAZN. Canelo with DAZN, that kind of thing. It just depends. I mean, again, what does it matter? Hearn is so insignificant here in the sense that what are we talking about? You know what I mean? That's the thing. It's like it doesn't make sense to sit here and talk about Hearn, whether you like him or don't like him. It doesn't matter. He shouldn't even be part of this conversation. What are we talking about here?
When we made that video about Deontay Wilder potentially signing to DAZN, did we talk about Hearn once in that video?
I don't think so.
So why when we tweeted it out, all the people that responded to it brought up Hearn's name? They made it about Hearn. The UK fans are making this about Hearn. Listen, guys, Deontay Wilder is going to fight Anthony Joshua. He's not going to be fighting Eddie Hearn. Why are we talking about Eddie Hearn so much?
Dawkins says, so that speaks to the level of partnership that he enjoys with DAZN. No, actually, I mean, yes and no. In the sense that if you think about it, how big DAZN is, how many countries are in, and they're in quite a few, they're in almost like 10 countries. I didn't realize that. They're in like 10 big countries. So you have 10 countries there. You have a ton of sports, and they do boxing. It's not a boxing station, guys. It's a sports station. It's like Fox. I mean, it's like PBC is an integral part of Fox. No, they're not. No, they're not, guys.
Look, I'm gonna break it down. Okay? I don't care about the blame game anymore. I really don't. But I will say this. Do I think that Deontay Wilder's team, when Eddie Hearn was in New York, and how many times have I said this, Eric? 1,000 times. So didn't I say that they should have met? They should have met with Hearn.
Yeah.
I did say that. I'm calling this like I see it. Initially, I even said that the $15 million offer wasn't a bad offer. But then I thought about it and I changed my mind on it because I saw how much interest was in the fight, how many people were talking about the fight, and I saw a lot of potential for the fight to be worth a lot of money. So I changed my tune on the $15 million offer after seeing how much interest was in the fight. Okay? So my whole problem with Hearn was the way he kept insulting Deontay Wilder. And so if you're trying to make a fight with somebody, right? And Andre Ward was great at doing this. When people ask questions about Andre Ward's opponent every time, you know, he was being interviewed leading up to a fight, he said, "Well, of course I'm not gonna put him down, because what does that say about me? Why would I be fighting somebody who's not at my level? I would only be insulting myself." So if you're trying to make a fight with somebody, you're supposed to build both fighters up, because both fighters make the event. In order to make the event as big as it's supposed to be, what do? You build both fighters up. Like, what does Golovkin do when he's asked about his opponent? Oh, he's a great fighter. You know, like, what are Mikey and Errol Spence doing right now? Oh, Mikey's a great fighter. Errol's a great fighter. But you're sitting there trying to make the biggest fight in the heavyweight division, and right now it's the biggest fight in boxing, and all you're doing is saying, well, this guy's not worth this. He only made this. You're constantly trying to diminish the guy. How do you expect the guy to react if you're constantly fucking putting? I said I wasn't going to swear, but I did it. I'm sorry. How are you going to try to negotiate with the guy and put a fight together with a guy if you're constantly insulting the guy and putting him down and diminishing the guy's worth? He was the number two guy in the division. Is Anthony Joshua a bigger name? Did we ever say he wasn't, Derek? Did we ever say Anthony Joshua was not the A-side?
No, not never.
But can we agree that the gap has closed a little bit over time? Is Wilder on equal footing with Joshua right now? No. But has he made up a little bit of ground?
I think so. I think he's worth more now than he was about a year ago, put it that way, year and a half ago.
You know, so that's my whole point. Like, my whole argument, I've never criticized Hearn except how he's handling this Wilder situation. I like Eddie Hearn a lot as a promoter. You know what I like about Eddie Hearn? I'll tell you what I like about him. I'll tell you what I don't like about him. You know what I like about him? He's always giving interviews, and he's always talking. You know what I don't like about Eddie Hearn? He's always giving interviews, and he's always talking. You know what that means? It's good that he's giving interviews and talking about boxing and trying to promote the sport and make it better. But when he does give interviews, he always says something that he wishes he didn't say. And he's always said that. He gives people sound bites, and then people have evidence against him, because what's he do 2 weeks later or three days later? He contradicts what he said, because he's given too many. When you give too many interviews, you know what happens? You end up contradicting yourself after a while. And he's done that. So in a sense, it's great that he's out there putting his company out there, promoting his company. But also, he's talking too much. He's saying too much. You know, and he's contradicting himself. He's giving the press and the media sound bites to use against him. So that's a problem. And in stark contrast, Deontay Wilder is the one giving the interviews, not the promoters, not the advisors. They give interviews once in a while, but for the most part, Deontay Wilder is the one talking, where Anthony Joshua is not talking. So what's happening? Eddie Hearn's doing the talking for him. And in some instances, he's put his foot in his mouth, and that's just a fact. He's openly said it. He's openly said it. And even he said he wished he did things differently, that he made mistakes. Anthony Joshua said that he made mistakes. Okay, has Deontay Wilder said he made mistakes? No, but I think it was a huge mistake, at least not going to New York when Eddie Hearn was in New York and sitting down with him. I've said that. Okay, so that's just my whole stance on the whole thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, once again, like I said, we invited Sean Newton on, and again, he lives overseas, so it was kind of hard for him to be here and that kind of thing. So that's the response, man. That's the response to Sean Newton.
What interview did Golovkin give that he said Hearn was very influential in the deal? I watched the whole press conference. Eddie Hearn's name did not get mentioned once at the press conference. I'm not saying he had nothing to do with the deal. So basically what you're saying is the reason why Triple G is with the Zone is because of Eddie Hearn. That if they offered him a fat contract, that he wouldn't have went there if it wasn't for Eddie Hearn. You can't believe that. You can't believe that. You can't sit there and say that if it wasn't for Eddie Hearn, Golovkin would not be with the Zone. That, see, now you're overstating. You're overstating things.
I think if it wasn't for Canelo and all the middleweight titles, he wouldn't be at
the Zone. You know why Golovkin's over there? Danny Jacobs is over there. Canelo's over there. Demetrius Andrade's over there. And I'm sure he got a fat amount of money to go over there. Okay? Do I give Hearn some credit? Of course I give him some credit. But what, is he the major reason why Golovkin went over there? No, the major reason why Golovkin went over there is because it was a good business decision. It was a smart business move. Did Canelo go over there because of Hearn too? No, Canelo has 365 million reasons why he went over there. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Like, Hearn is not this, like, god. Like, you guys are saying, you're thinking Hearn is, like, running, like, he's the king of boxing. He's not. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't overstate things. Like, when you guys make, like, incredulous claims, I'm just gonna correct you on. I'm gonna point them out. That's all. Beeb was just wrong. But what's Beeb wrong about? Explain to me what I'm wrong about. What am I wrong about? So you're telling me that Eddie Hearn put the contract together to get Canelo over there? When Oscar De La Hoya says he did. I don't know. Like, what am I wrong about? What am I wrong about? You're making no sense.
Babe, let's switch gears here and talk about that press conference today, the Triple G press conference with DAZN. Why don't you think, and I want your opinion on this, because I really don't know. Why? But I thought it was odd that every press conference, every signing, you always hear some kind of number. We didn't hear any numbers here as far as what he's going to get paid, what the actual contract's worth. This is obviously a big deal. He obviously is well paid. What is your speculation, and again, just speculation, on why no numbers were released on this?
Well, because I think maybe he doesn't have, like, I think it could be the same situation as with Tyson Fury. When I talked to Bob Arum, he couldn't give me any figures, right? So maybe it's based on the opponent. Maybe it's based on the event. Or maybe they just don't want to even release numbers anymore because they just don't want to. They don't want to put people's financial business out there.
Yeah, that could be too. But I just found it odd. I mean, it seems like every deal somebody signs, numbers are leaked out there.
You know, people are saying that the UK has disowned me. You know, you have to look at my Twitter inbox. I have like 5 messages from UK people today alone just telling me how much they like the show. I have a flat in Manchester. I have dual citizenship. You think they're going to kick me out just because I disagree with a promoter over a specific fight?
Well, Beeb, I hate to tell you that your citizenship may be revoked.
Never.
And
never.
I may be the new adopted son of England. I would have triple citizenship, Mexico, U.S., and England. How about that? How about that? How do you feel about that, Beeb?
I'll have to accept it. Emmanuel Moreno said Hearn is viewed as the face of the Zone. That could be right because, I mean, he's...
I disagree with that. I disagree. I honestly think Canelo is the face of the Zone.
I think Canelo is the face of the Zone. But some people may think that Hearn is the face of the Zone based off of that big deal that he has. He's got a gigantic... I mean...
When you think of the Zone, you think of Canelo. If you're an average person who just follows boxing, and you hear DAZN, you automatically think of Canelo. He's the face. He's the face. That's it. Is that really even worth arguing?
No. I mean, honestly,
is it really worth arguing? Everywhere you go, you see Canelo's face plastered everywhere. Why? Because he's going to fight. He's going to fight. He's going to get in the ring. Nobody packs the arena to see Eddie Hearn. Nobody. Nobody packs the arena to see Al Haymon or Oscar De La Hoya. Anybody. They pack the arenas. They tune in to see Canelo.
You see what they're doing?
Face.
You see what they're doing in the chat? They're trying to get a rise out of me by saying Hearn hate.
You think?
I'm too smart for that. I don't take the bait, baby. I'm a slick counterpuncher, baby. I have a lot of head movement. You can't take those weak jabs at the Beeb and think you're going to make contact. Come on, baby. Come on,
can't
baby.
Can't hit Beeb with a handful of rice.
Canelo just joined nonsense. What does that mean? Canelo just joined nonsense.
Nonsense Canelo just joined. Rafael Dawkins, you're wrong. You're wrong. And he may have signed up a little bit later, obviously, than Eddie Hearn did. But they didn't sign. It wasn't like Eddie Hearn had this whole thing on 10 years before on lockdown. Canelo, again, I mean, is he from the UK? Is Dawkins from the UK? I think he is.
He's from the UK.
Yeah, he's from the UK. So, you know, I think you're going to see it differently depending on where you come from. If you're in the U.S., you're probably – or Mexico or anywhere like – well, they don't have DAZN.
Great.
Mexico, from what I
understand. Great. I hate to interrupt you. I apologize so
How
much.
How dare you.
But this is a great question in the chat. This is from Marks MB. This is an outstanding question. Beeb, if Al Haymon was in Eddie's position with DAZN, would everyone still question his position of power? Or is it because he's a non-American, especially UK promoter? Okay. That's a great question, and I got a great answer for that. Do you remember when PBC first came out and all of the hate that they got and all of the hate that Al Haymon got? Because what did everyone say? Oh, he's trying to create a monopoly. Oh, he's overpaying the fighters. Oh, PBC is going to flop. The same shit that people are saying about DAZN, they said it about PBC back in 2015. And I used to be a huge PBC fan, and I still am a huge PBC fan, but I'll rephrase that statement. I was a huge PBC defender. Go back to the Boxing Voice episodes when I was on there, and everyone was talking shit about PBC, right? And I was always defending it. So when Al Haymon was in that position back in 2015, when he got that big chunk of money from the mutual fund company there, what did he get, like $500 million? They gave him $500 million. What was the name of that mutual fund company? I forget the name of that mutual fund company.
What was it? I know exactly who you're talking about. I can't remember, though.
Yeah, it was a mutual fund company. I can't believe I can't remember the name. But to answer your question, Al Haymon did get that hate back in 2015 when he was on all of the networks. So, he would get the same hate, and he did get the same hate.
Wardell Reed, yes.
And here's the difference between Al Haymon's deal and Eddie Hearn's deal. Eddie Hearn's getting $1 billion spread over 8 years. Wardell Reed gave Al Haymon $500 million up front, right out of the gate, about $500 million. So who even knows how much of that $500 million he still has left? I'm sure he lost a lot of it, but you know, it is what it is. But he did. But you remember how everyone was shitting on the PBC? Oh,
yeah.
They're gonna fold in a year. They're overpaying the fighters. The same shit they're saying about DAZN. They said it about PBC back in 2015. Did they not?
You should root. You know, honestly, I mean, if you're a fan, you should root for all these guys to succeed. I don't know why everybody plays this thing where, well, we hate the PBC but love DAZN or vice versa. Everybody should root for everybody to win because you get the best fights then. You know, I never did understand that. Like,
I have DAZN. I have DAZN. What's this right here? If I'm an Eddie Hearn hater and I'm a DAZN hater, why do I have it downloaded on my phone? Why do I pay the $10 every month? Like, why? Why? Explain that to me. Would DAZN have all these signings if Hearn wasn't around? Honestly, would Canelo be there if Hearn wasn't around? Yeah. Why would any fighter turn down $365 million? Why?
They keep saying you're a huge LDBC fan. That's the Lions Den thing, is that right?
Listen, I'm not going to...
That?
That's the Lions Den That's the Lions Den Boxing Club, right?
What are they about? I don't... Because I've looked them up, but I still don't really know.
And again, I'm not going to get into a debate. I'm not going to get into argue. I'm not going to sit there and call anyone out and talk shit about anyone because they're not here to defend themselves. But if you remember, when DAZN first came out, what did everybody in the LDBC say? Because of their dislike for Eddie Hearn, they said they're not buying that app. What did I do when the app first came out? I bought the app. So if I'm in the LDBC camp, and I'm not taking shots at the LDBC camp, but if I'm in the LDBC camp, then why do I have DAZN on my phone? None of the LDBC members, or so they say, have DAZN on their phone. Why am I a DAZN subscriber if I'm in the LDBC camp?
BDA Boxing says LBDC is a great community. Well, count me in. I like great communities.
I have nothing against anybody on here.
They're the ones where Blue Blood and like I know 78. I think 78 is part of it or whatever.
I listened to your podcast too, BDA. I thought that was awesome when you had Precise Presenter and you had Ring IQ on there. I love that show.
What or who is Precise Presenter?
He's some guy that huge Pacquiao fan. He lives in Ecuador?
Okay.
Yeah. He lives in Ecuador. So
BDA Boxing, I've seen some of their videos.
They're a good podcast. I like them. They're really good.
Well, when are you coming on? BDA, when are you coming on?
Where do you live, BDA? You don't live in, he doesn't live in the United States, I don't think.
Where does he live?
BDA, where are you from? Thank you, BDA. I love you too, man. You guys are great, man. You know what's so funny too, Eric?
What?
This is another nice little trick that people do.
Canada.
So he lives in Canada. Okay.
Oh, Canada. That's it.
When we get Skype, he'll be able to Skype in. So here's the thing, because
I want to get him on the show. Let's get him on the show.
Yeah, we'll get him on the show.
Yeah.
Because the LDBC doesn't like how Eddie Hearn handled the Wilder situation, and because I agree with some of their points in regards to how Eddie Hearn, I think, didn't handle these negotiations properly. So automatically, when you agree with somebody, you automatically join that camp. I don't agree with everything they say, but I do agree with some of their, that Eddie Hearn, in the beginning, didn't really approach these negotiations properly. So that's the thing. That's the thing. So, just because if you agree with somebody automatically, like you agree with somebody on one thing, automatically you agree with them on everything. I'm sure that's the thing. I haven't even mentioned Newton's name. I'm talking about the LDBC right now. Thank you, BDA. Thank you.
Yeah, BDA, very nice guy. Very nice stuff, man. And he's been in the chat before. I know I've seen him in the chat before.
Yeah, he's
and I thought, yeah, like I said, I thought I know I've seen his videos before.
He's hilarious, man.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show as a guest, man. Not just as a.
I don't think in the years I've watched that podcast, I don't think he's ever raised his voice. Like people argue on there and they go nuts on that podcast, and then he just goes, "Okay, guys, we got to just calm down here and take it easy, so everyone can get their points in." Like, he never raises his voice.
All right. Let me give you guys a Skype update. All right. And Manuel Moreno, the WhatsApp app, I believe that's like another Skype type thing.
No, I have WhatsApp. That's like a social media site. I have that.
Okay. And yeah, so we can put content on there.
How did you hear me on the WhatsApp app? Oh, because did I put a link on my WhatsApp and you saw the show from that? Is that how you found me? That's bizarre.
That's awesome.
Oh, maybe because when I was doing that show with my friend there, Francisco, my Dominican buddy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I used to put the show in there. That's right.
Somebody says, "Oh my God, babe, you're old. WhatsApp is a social media site."
well, I have the app. I mean, I don't.
It's like iMessage. All right.
Yeah, I have the app. I have the app. That's what I use. I don't go to the website. I use the app.
Yeah, and so not everybody and their mother has been asking me about Skype, babe. So let me give you an update on it in case you didn't know. A couple of days ago, we actually tested Skype out, and it worked. And it worked, but we actually need a cable for it. This is the reason why, and I'm gonna bore you for a second with all those technical details. So when you do Skype, if you use a regular sound cable, you get a mono sound, which only comes out on the left side of your ear. Okay, so if you have headphones on and you're listening, it's not the best sound quality. You can't hear it in your right. We found a fix for that. I'm actually ordered the fix for that, and the fix for that is coming. See, because I just got an email about that. It should be here. Your package will arrive Thursday, March 14th through Tuesday, March 19th. So between those days, a little bit after that, we should have Skype up and running. So
then all my UK brothers will call in and talk to me.
There you go. That's right.
Hamed called before.
Didn't Hamed called in, didn't he?
He did. He's awesome. Yeah. I love Hamed.
That's awesome. I remember that.
BDA said he'd love to be on the show. He'll try and contact us. Maybe we can reach out to
BDA. Go to at ringside73 and just do just follow me. I'll follow you back, and then we can inbox.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Emmanuel Moreno. Did you listen to me when I was on the Boxing Voice, too? Hey, listen, what's that guy? Pro Lights a bitch? You're like one of my only detractors out there. I get a lot of UK love. You can't even imagine all the UK love I get.
He said you're out of the UK, and now I'm in the UK.
I'm not going to war with Newton, man. I'm not going to war with him.
Now you know what? And I watch his channel from time to time, his opinions and stuff like that. I mean, he doesn't seem like an airhead. I mean, he always seems like very well thought out. He seems, you know, somebody I can listen to, you know. I mean, he makes good points. He makes sense. I don't always agree with his stuff, but he makes good points at times, you know. And like I said, man, it's not a, you know, I mean, I wanted to have him on the show, but again, he's in somewhere else. He's overseas. So, you know, is what it is. But I know he listens to us. Obviously, he listens to us. And that's great, man. I'm glad he listens. We listen to him. I listen to him. I don't know, but B.
No, I listen to him. I'm subscribed. Yeah. He subscribed to me, and listen. If we hated each other, why would we be subscribed to each other? He subscribed to me. I'm subscribed to him.
I don't know.
You know, I don't have anything against the guy.
No, it's just good fun, man.
We're all biased to a degree, but I mean, you know, I think we have to try to be objective too. You know, beating yards at Beeb. All that. Oh, they used to like the that segment I used to do. We gotta bring the beating. Oh shit! You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do a beating yards with beef for Garcia Spence.
You want to do it tomorrow?
We can do it tomorrow.
You can do it tomorrow, and then you know, I'll be honest with you, babe. The beating the odds with beef segment kind of went south. To be honest with you,
it did
because you were losing so much.
That's a lie.
I mean, the fact
is that
you couldn't pick a winner.
Cut it out.
At all. I mean, you were on 17 fight losing streak, I want to say.
Cut it out.
I believe it was a 17 fight losing streak.
You're a beef hater.
It was the worst streak imaginable. And quite honestly, I didn't want that segment being associated with the show anymore, B.
That's defamation
it was
of character.
Very bad. Muy malo. Or malo. don't know.
So guys, we've done a lot, man. We've gotten this. We got the soft. We got the new software. We got Skype coming. We have new mics. We have the beautiful cameras. You know, got a nice mixer too.
I don't know.
Get another mixer. So when our AdSense does come back, and the super chat button is back in there, feel free to help us out, man, because we're starting to put some money into this. We're not sticking the tin cup out there by any means, but when our AdSense comes back, because we're on an AdSense suspension, our super chat comes back. We're on a suspension for a reason that is kind of very bizarre to us.
That is so silly too. That suspension is
but
silly.
But it should be back very shortly. I'm cool. I don't hate Ness. I mean, am I cool with him? We don't talk anymore, but. If I saw him, I would, you know, he said what's up to me. I would shake his hand.
He's always been nice to me. I've never had a problem with him. He's always been nice.
I don't dislike him. I don't want to say it on air because I don't want YouTube to like.
They're gonna track you down again.
Get me in trouble, but
jacked it up.
It's for something stupid. Yeah.
It's very, very just.
Yeah.
It was a bizarre thing, no?
Very bizarre. It was actually a mistake. It was actually a mistake. Yeah, but do I hate Ness? No, absolutely not. I mean, I don't have any bad blood towards him. No.
By the way, if you guys like what we're doing, go ahead and hit the thumbs up button. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to share it. Make sure to share the website. Share the content. All that other good stuff. You know, you guys share the content. Somebody else new sees it, and that's how it goes. I just saw somebody in here said he found the website through Corey.
Beautiful.
He found the show through Corey. That's great, man.
Someone just asked me, did I see the Watergate? Yeah. And I'm going to just say one thing. And
what are you talking about?
One of the security guards, when Ness and Blue Blood.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just going to say one thing, and you guys could. If you think I'm taking shots, it's whatever. But I never seen a guy 6'5", 240, get a little squirt of water on him and flip out like that. It was almost like the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm melting. It's like, come on, man. It was a little squirt of water. I mean, was it disrespectful? Yeah, but it wasn't like he got spit on or he got punched or something. Like, I mean, for him to go over to Eddie Hearn and you know, go crazy like that and interrupt the interview that Eddie Hearn was conducting. I thought that was a little kind of crazy. I thought he overreacted. Oh, that bodyguard's name was Neil. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, the thing is, with you know, it looked like, I mean, just from the video I saw, both of the guys were thrown around pretty good. They were both going back and forth, it seemed like. So, you know, listen, man, when you get doused with water or smacked or something like that, I mean, it is what it is. And, I mean, you can either react to it or you can not react to it.
That's funny. That's funny, Baptized. No? That's funny.
Yeah.
He's Baptized.
That's his last name is Baptist?
Yeah. Oh, his name's Baptist. No, they're just making a joke because he put water on like Baptized.
Yeah. No, I get that. But, I mean, it says Neil the Baptist, but I don't know.
Yeah. It was a joke. Come on, Eric.
You know, I don't have much of a sense of humor, Beeb.
Ness was like, I'm going to go jump this barrier. I mean, would I have been a little bit pissed? Probably, but would I have flipped out like that just over water?
Yeah, and he did say that. He was like, go ahead and he said that in the interview later. He's like, go ahead and see how you get on. He's like, I mean, listen, there's an anchor. I mean, there's no anchor tied to you. You can do whatever you want. If you want to jump the barrier, feel free. You know.
If you jumped that barrier, you would have had like 10 fucking cops on you in a matter of seconds. It wouldn't have been worth it. Trust me.
No, he made the right choice. He made the right choice.
You would have been cuffed, and you probably would have went to jail.
He made the right choice. And the security guard, quite honestly, made the wrong choice. That was a snap decision. You shouldn't have done it. You know,
that was funny. That was funny when Eddie said, "Crack on, see how you get on." That was funny. That was funny. I mean, Eddie could be he can get a little cheeky. Eddie, I like, you know, get a little cheeky.
The Real Housewives of YouTube boxing. Oh man, Bede.
Wow.
Mario's killing us. Oh my God.
That's what a lost credentials possibly if you got physical.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
We got to see if we can get Teddy Atlas on here. I just saw it. Would have gone Teddy Atlas. We got to see if we can get Teddy Atlas on here.
I'd love to get Teddy Atlas on there.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
He's one of my favorites. We have Jamal James, boxer Jamal James, coming on Friday. So that should be a good one. Let's see what else we got. He's got a fight coming up in a couple of weeks. And he's from around here, so I want to see if we can get him on here.
What about Lampley?
What about him?
Yeah, bring him on. He'll probably stop crying.
Why do you have to shame him like that? So he's sensitive.
Yeah, we're doing calls. Why you want to call in? You call in.
I'm mad with you. Yeah, if you want to call in, we're only going to be here for a few more minutes, but if you want to call in, go ahead.
You guys can call in.
Yeah.
A lot of people do like Lampley.
You know what? I tried to track him down, and we called like his publicist and everything, and he's a hard guy to get a hold of, man. That was like in the heyday of HBO and stuff like that. So
who Lampley?
Yeah. Now that he's unemployed, I don't know what he's doing, but yeah, I don't know. I think he does radio a lot though.
Does he?
I'm pretty sure he does like a lot of radio.
Nice guy.
He seems nice. You know who's an awesome guy is Roy Jones.
Oh, he's a wicked nice guy.
Roy Jones Jr., man, he is a nice, nice guy.
Larry Merchant, you know, Larry Merchant's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Larry Merchant guy, but I don't think he would be bad.
When he started getting older, he lost it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big Merchant guy.
Lampley, pound for pound.
I'd like to get Mauro Ranallo on here. I think that would be really
cool. Oh, I love him. A lot of people don't like him. I like him.
Yeah, and Roy Jones. Roy Jones is very tough to get. That'd be a big, big tough. He's real hard to get. He doesn't talk to anybody.
He's the nicest guy.
But he's
guy.
The nicest guy. He's like, if you see him out there, he'll talk to you.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. I remember he stopped. They were calling him over because they were getting ready to do the HBO broadcast. That was at one of the HBO shows. And they were getting ready to do the HBO broadcast, and a couple of people came in, and they wanted to get their picture taken with him. They had to go, and he stopped, and he gave him a picture and everything like that. I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, he's cool as shit, man. I like him.
Yeah. He says Max sucks, so that's good because we probably couldn't get him on.
I will tell you, though, when I was with the Boston Boys, the kid Vic used to be there, and Vic got a good hour with Max. Max was like, was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was really cool. And then, but it was so funny because you know what he said? He said that before the interview started, he goes, no Pacquiao Mayweather questions. I guess HBO didn't want him to answer any Pacquiao Mayweather questions.
Wow. That's crazy.
That was crazy, wasn't it? Isn't it funny how long, like, when you look at that, like, how long it took to get that fight together? Was it that like no fight ever took that many years to put together?
No.
In the history of the sport.
No, and the only one you could argue is the Hagler-Leonard fight.
But that only took 3 years because Leonard returned.
A long time, you know.
No, I know, but it's a lot. It's half the time that it took to make Pacquiao Mayweather.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
They started talking about Pacquiao Mayweather when in 2010.
The best time for that fight to happen was a couple of fights after he beat De La Hoya.
Yeah.
Best time for that fight to happen.
They started talking about that fight in 2009. After
that
fight was
past the expiration date.
Yeah, after he beat Cotto. But they better get this Wilder Joshua fight done because Wilder's like, what, 33 right now? He's getting up there.
Yeah. He said Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker would be a good interview. I've heard that he's like slurring his words now and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he is.
Yeah, I would like to have him on here, but I think he's got a lot of issues. A couple of years ago, did you remember that when he evicted his mother? He bought his mother a house and evicted.
Yeah, he has some drug issues, man.
He's got some real bad, and he had that during his career, at the tail end of his career. is when it all started to surface. Now, when it actually happened, that I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Spock Fly, salute. Emmanuel Moreno, salute. Jack Clary,
salute.
Tony
Bracamonte, salute. Smash that like button.
Ahmed 92, salute.
Who gave us thumbs down?
Robert,
right here on Monday. Who gave us thumbs down?
Raphael Dawkins, Combat Radio, salute. I'm Rival Jackson talking news, salute. Salute. Smash that like button.
All right, guys. That's about it, man. We wanted to give the response to Sean Newton because he made a video, and so we can't really talk to him directly, so it was kind of our way of talking to him. So there you go. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and hope you guys enjoyed the talk afterwards. And we'll be back sometime this week with a Beating the Odds of Beef segment, and we'll talk more Garcia and Spence leading up to it. It's a big fight. Now, we will be going live, correct, B, right after that fight.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So,
thank you, Alex T. Alex T, salute. Alex T, double salute for giving the B props, baby. Longtime subscriber, baby. Alex T, man.
It doesn't matter.
King Kali, thumbs up, salute.
What's going to be your new name now? Instead of England,
now all these people, like there was like one guy in here taking shots at me saying they were revoking my UK. Look at all the UK love I get. I get a lot of
citizenship revoked, son.
I get a
There's
lot.
Nothing
of,
I can do about that.
I
what,
get a.
What would you like, son?
Buddy,
what are you
going to
do
on.
About that?
Please, buddy. I'd love to do a live show during the fight, but that is just so risky.
Why?
I don't know. Peace box fly. Salute. Respect and salute. UK loves the beef.
I don't think that it would be risky at all. You just don't show the fight.
Really?
And you have the sound turned down.
Can you break down the rounds though? Or do you get in trouble?
Yeah. You comment on what's going on and stuff like that. Yeah. Absolutely. That's completely fine.
Well, from Antarctica. Who's from Antarctica? Are you kidding? Are you really from Antarctica?
Moreno, really?
Are you kidding or are you serious?
Antarctica. It's freezing up there. Look at that. Yeah, Rogan does it for the UFC. Yeah, that's what I was alluding to. Yeah, he does it for the UFC.
Crazy.
There you are. All right, guys, we're going to get running here, man. Thanks again, man. Thank you so much. Remember to smash the like button on the way out. Hit the subscribe button, all that other good stuff. Share the video, all that other, you know.
What's up, El Chinito? Salute.
That's right. Salute, guys. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.